The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm Todd Wilkerson, and sometimes for fun, I lose a lot of weight and then find a huge, strong raccoon. And I leap on his back, naked, and go for a fun raccoon ride through the woods. You should try it. You get to see the world from a raccoon's perspective. It's not easy losing the weight, but trust me, it's totally worth it. And now, Eric Metaxas.
Wow. Hey. Hey. Well,
it's Friday, so.
It's Friday, yeah. so whatever. Yeah. But the idea that Todd Wilkerson could lose that much weight so quickly just to be able to ride on the back of a raccoon, it doesn't seem plausible because he's a kind of a skinny guy to begin with.
Right. Sounds like a joyful thing to do.
But that's amazing that he's willing to do that.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's Friday, so it's a kooky day.
Oh,
in a couple of minutes, we're going to start a new edition of Fun Facts Friday. And Albin, you know what?
What?
Our little intern, our sweet little intern, that little fella out there named Shadrack, he's put together a video of Fun Facts Friday. In other words, folks, if you get Metaxas Super, you watch a lot of the stuff on video. Fun Facts Friday is on video, okay?
Yes.
But Shad has put together a special version of the video. So instead of just seeing me and Albin talking, you will see Albin and me with all kinds of animated kookiness.
Enhancement.
And I have to say, Shad has done an incredible job because they say these millennials, they're bums, they're useless,
man.
They're entitled. And Shad, yes, he is all those things, but he made a darn good video.
Yeah, he got out of his mother's basement. He came here and
He made it in his mother's basement. We like Shad, but man, is he entitled. How about the time he asked me to make a sandwich for him? And I just thought, man, what am I, your mother?
Yeah, and he said, you know, this isn't Hellman's. I wanted Hellman's mayonnaise. He threw it in your face.
And he threw it in my face, and I thought, that's not right. These millennials. Anyway, folks, we kid. Fun Facts Friday coming up in a few minutes. If you have Metaxas Super, I think you're going to enjoy this a lot. There's all kinds of stuff in there. We put a lot of work into it, or Shad put a lot of work into it.
Yeah, we didn't do
it. But it's pretty terrific. Now, by the way, we should say this. First of all, I want to talk about Judge Jeanine and Whoopi Goldberg. I want to talk about the moon landing in 1969.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk about Bonhoeffer and the Hitler-Valkyrie plot.
Wow.
I want to talk about a lot of things, so we got to talk fast, Albin.
Yes,
we got to talk
fast.
Okay,
go.
So number one, if you want to get Metaxas Super, you can go to the website, MetaxasTalk.com, and you can sign up to get it. It's $60 for the whole year. And by the way, that price is going to go up because we're moving to a new studio. It's going to be
crazy,
a very
wow.
big deal.
And
HD beautiful. And many cameras and all kinds of stuff. And I'm going to be refitted for this wig because it just keeps sliding around.
Mm.
You know, they said I could go swimming in it.
Yes.
Well, so far it's not working out. Anyway, but it's going to be a whole different thing.
Yeah.
And so the price is going to go up. So if you go to MetaxasTalk.com, you can get it now for the full year for $60, and then you can watch all these videos and all these things. And we're going to be doing it pretty much every day coming up, starting when the new studio.
October, so,
okay,
something like that.
October 1st. So if you'd rather not pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing a campaign with Food for the Poor. People know about Food for the Poor. They help the poorest of the poor in Haiti and Guatemala. There are all these organizations that we work with. We vet the organizations. We know them. If we have not visited them ourselves, someone like our friend Phil Boyce or Tom Tradup has visited and worked with them numerous times. We know that they are delivering every penny to where it needs to go. So if you give $50 to Food for the Poor, and by the way, this is MetaxasTalk.com. You'll see the banner. If you give $50 to Food for the Poor, you are feeding a kid for an entire year. I just want to say this. That's hard to believe when you think of what $50 buys in America, like nothing. Like a cup of coffee and a croissant and then you put the tip in the jar and you're done.
That's about it.
But $50 in places like Guatemala and Haiti literally are feeding these kids that would otherwise be starving or malnourished for an entire year, okay? So if you want to help the poorest of the poor through an organization that is a Christian organization, they have tremendous values, they're doing God's work by feeding the poorest of the poor and the hungry, they also give them water for life. So your $50 doesn't just give the kid food for a year, but guarantees the kid water for life because they're digging wells as well. And so let me say that this is an important thing. And if you give $150, you will get a free subscription to Metaxas Super. So you could watch Fun Facts Friday. You can watch the videos.
Right.
You can watch the new one that we're going to play in a couple of minutes.
And we have games and all kinds of good stuff.
And there's games and all kinds of stuff. But you know what? I want to play. We have Todd Chapman, who works, of course. He's one of the leaders at Food for the Poor. They're in cities like Port-au-Prince, Haiti, right? And they feed around 15,000 people every weekday, thanks to you. Thanks to you, those of you who have given, whether it's $50 or $20 or $150 or whatever you can give. But $50 feeds a kid. $500 feeds, obviously, 10 kids. So let's get an update from Todd Chapman.
Very isolated community out here, far from everything. Food for the Poor has not begun to do any work here yet, but we hope to soon if we get the support we need from our donors. Two big problems in this community are water. The only source of water is from a irrigation canal. It makes the kids sick. They've even had some cases of cholera. And then food. Food is a big problem. So what we hope to do is come in here and get them set up with an agricultural project as well so they can begin to harvest some crops.
All right. I think you can tell from Todd's voice. Todd's an amazing human being, okay? He's running this program. Tremendously competent, dedicated man, but they need your help. He pours everything he has into this, but they need your help. So that's why they come to this program, and we go to you and we say, please give $50. Now, if you give $50, you get four Eric Metaxas Show bumper stickers, which are these huge oval stickers, which
right.
They're gorgeous.
Yeah,
they're gorgeous. You give them to your kids, and they will be your best friend. And if that's not true, I apologize.
Well, we should. They're your BFF because
yes,
that's
right.
How the kids talk.
That's how. Yeah that's how the kids used to talk. But anyway, that's our thanks to you. You get four of these stickers. If you give $150, you get four stickers plus another four stickers that say Metaxas Super because you will then be a proud subscriber to Metaxas Super. Now, if you're not a subscriber to Metaxas Super and you display a Metaxas Super sticker, you're going to go to jail. I'm not going to lie to you. You're doing jail time.
And the weekend's
hard time.
You're in jail. The
okay, so you
here.
Really, the best thing is give $150.
Please.
That way, if you display the sticker, you know, legally, you're covered, all right? We don't want any of our listeners going to jail,
no.
All right?
Really, they may get the Metaxas Show in jail. I don't know. But probably not. You know,
probably
you
not. I don't think so.
Don't chance it.
Let's a lot of jails cannot hear my doctrine. Anyway, so I just want to bring that up. So go to MetaxasTalk.com. That's important. I want to talk maybe in the next hour. I'll have more time to talk about these things. But today is the anniversary of the moon landing, July 20th. 1969.
I can't read that. It's on the teleprompter.
It's 1969. It's 49 years ago today. I remember almost vividly, which is to say hazily, watching the snowy black and white TV in Cutchogue, New York.
Wow.
Cutchogue, Long Island. We were out there. My parents woke me up to watch this because they wanted me to see history. And I was annoyed at them. To this day, I'm angry. No, but in all seriousness, I remember seeing it. I was, what, five? And it was just an amazing thing. And that's 49 years ago today.
And I saw it at Camp Hines House. The H.J. Hines Company had a boys and girls camp. And
right.
I was there as like a counselor in training. And
really?
I watched it.
And you remember that?
Point.
Well, it's an amazing thing. We'll talk about that later. Today is also the anniversary of the Valkyrie plot, July 20th, 1944, that's because of that Bonhoeffer was killed. And so it's a very important time in his life. I write about it, of course, in my book, Bonhoeffer. But So it's a sad day as far as that goes. But anyway, and when I guess in hour two, because we're going to do Fun Facts Friday in the next segment, in hour two, I want to talk about Judge Jeanine, who's a friend, and Whoopi Goldberg and what happened yesterday, and civility in America. We need to have civility. So we'll be right back with kooky fun facts for you on Fun Facts Friday.
Are you a timeshare owner that would like to get out of your timeshare the right way? Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. Getting out of your timeshare is probably at the top of your to-do list for 2018. Now is the time to make the call to simplify your life. We have an excellent track record and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. So if you want to get rid of those high maintenance fees and annual bills for vacations you never take, call 844-284-4863 or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com. That's 844-284-4863. For over a decade, we have been working in timeshare owner advocacy to help those stuck in timeshares. Let us help you with a legal and ethical solution. Call us today for a private, no-obligation consultation. We will give you a solution that will get you out of your timeshare once and for all. Call 844-284-4863 or LoneStarTransfer.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Mr. Rogers?
Yeah.
I like you.
I like you, my dear.
America is falling in love with Mr. Rogers again. Entertainment Weekly raves. It's the movie we need right now.
Fred's theology was love your neighbor and love yourself. It was a communication right into their hearts.
Mr. Rogers' faith has inspired us all.
Thank you for whatever you do to bring joy and faith to our world today.
Please. Won't you be my neighbor? Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Now in theaters everywhere.
The way you get your medicine prescriptions is now changing across America. GoGoMeds.com can deliver your medicine right to your door. Ask your doctor to send your prescription to GoGoMeds.com. Once you fill in your information, it's in the system and your prescription is delivered. It's just that easy. Go to GoGoMeds.com and use the promo code Mike2018 and save $10 on your first prescription. That's GoGoMeds.com, and the promo code Mike2018 gets you $10 off your first prescription.
Warning, property protected by electric fence. Sharks sighted in water.
There are a lot of warnings you don't want to miss.
Bridge out.
Especially when it comes to your identity and the personal information on your devices. That's why new LifeLock Identity Theft Protection now adds Norton Security for more protection than ever. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect threats, like your personal info for sale on the dark web. And Norton Security helps protect up to 5 devices from ransomware and other online threats. Plus, if you have a problem, our agents will work to fix it. No one can stop every cyber threat, prevent all identity theft, or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But missing a warning sign...
Warning. Minefield ahead.
...could be dangerous. Join now and get an additional 10% off your first year. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code SMART. That's promo code SMART. New LifeLock with Norton. More detection, more protection.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. Not only do we have great grills, but also the best hot patio heaters. We are the nationwide distributor for Bromic Radiant Patio Heaters, the very best patio heater that you can get. The Bromic heaters use the same radiant burner technology as our Solaire infrared grills, so they heat up fast and keep you warm so you can enjoy your backyard grill and outdoor living spaces into the night and all year round. Bromic heaters have stylish contemporary designs that fit perfectly in backyard and restaurant patios. We have gas and electric models to suit most installation needs, and a portable gas heater that directs the heat where you want it, not the bushes and walls like the mushroom heaters. For top quality performance and aesthetics, you want Bromic Radiant Patio Heaters and Solaire Infrared Grills. Learn about these amazing grills and heaters at BestHotGrill.com. That's BestHotGrill.com. BestHotGrill.com.
Trying to build a highway to the sky, all my hopes would come tumbling down.
That's Keith Green.
Wow.
The great Keith Green. I love Keith Green. Listen, it's a special summer edition.
It is.
Of Fun Facts
Friday.
It's hard to believe we haven't done one in a while.
I know.
We've been very busy.
Several months.
And assembling facts and pseudo-facts.
Yeah.
It takes time.
Getting them jammed in there.
And pseudo-time.
Uh-huh.
So where do we begin?
Well, you know, we always have to begin musically.
You do we?
We do.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to try to hit the right note. Let me see if I can get the right note.
I thought it was this note.
It's in there somewhere.
These slide whistles need fixing.
Okay. So, I think we're ready. Okay,
you're ready?
Here we go. Come on and have some fun, just for the fun of it. Tune into Eric's show and you'll be in the know. You may learn something new and something untrue too.
Fun Facts Fridays here.
Fun.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Oh,
it's incredible. People are having so much fun right now. It's almost too much fun. Tone it down, Alvin.
Tone it down. Oh,
Fun Facts Friday. It's about fun.
It's
about the fact that it's Friday. And it's about the fact that we communicate facts. Now, some of these facts, we got to understand how the whole thing started, right?
Right.
First of all, we like to share fun facts, right? But I wrote a book called Don't You Believe It, which is about untrue facts,
which is to say...
non-facts, fake facts, facts that are not actually true.
Yes.
So they're not facts.
Right.
But I wrote a whole book.
Right. And this is all before the term fake news came around.
Right.
We had fake facts.
We had fake facts.
We invented the term.
We invented the term fake.
And that's a fact.
And so anyway, the thing is that I wrote a book called Don't You Believe It. Now, if people want to know Don't You Believe It, if you go to my website. You go to ericmetaxas.com. You go to where it says writings, then you go to where it says humor, and you click on that. Eventually, you'll find Don't You Believe It. And there's a whole bunch there. You can print them out. You can trade them. But they are untrue facts. The first one I ever came up with was in 1986, in the summer of 86, sitting on the steps of Widener Library in the center of Harvard University with my friend Jim Shapiro. Now, Jim Shapiro, I don't know where he is today. I would love to find him, but he was brilliantly funny. And we were sitting there. We worked for the Yale Record, which is the Yale Humor Magazine. Now, I had graduated by this time.
Right.
I graduated in 84. But we thought, hey, it's the summer. Why don't we, you know, come up with like a fun parody book idea? And we thought, what about parodying the Ripley's Believe It or Not books?
Mm-hmm.
And we thought, well, first we got to come up with one. Let's see if it can be done. So what we came up with on the steps of Widener Library at Harvard in the summer of 86 was the following. And it's on the cover of my book, Don't You Believe It. It says, in World War I, chefs under siege in a mountainous region of Switzerland buttered an entire mountainside and slid to safety.
Okay.
That's not true.
No,
but we made it up. And I said, if we could make up one untrue fact, we could make up a whole book. Now, Jim got busy. And so I did the book myself. So you can find it out. But when we were doing this show and we were sharing fun facts on the show, people started writing in with their own fake untrue facts.
That's true.
And a young man, we only know his first name, Peter.
Right.
Peter wrote in, and you can see if you have Metaxas Super, you can see what he sent us. Okay.
Now, we shared this about a year ago.
Yes.
And in the meantime, of course, Peter's last name kind of got...
We lost Peter's last name. But here's the point. Peter's young. He spells abbreviation incorrectly. Like, it's cute. It's like a kid did this. But what he came up with is nothing less than brilliant.
It's brilliant.
And here's what he said. This is his untrue fact. I would have been happy to write this myself as an adult. He wrote this as a young man. He wrote, the word alphabet is an abbreviation or... The word alphabet is the abbreviation of a long forgotten word that uses each letter exactly once.
Brilliant.
That's not less than brilliant if you're scoring at home.
Mm-hmm.
The word alphabet is the abbreviation of a long forgotten word that uses each letter exactly once. That is very funny. I love that.
I love that.
Totally untrue. Totally untrue.
Very good.
But brilliant. Brilliantly funny.
It deserves
a
slide whistle.
It's incredible. But look. It's incredible. It's just beautiful. So anyway, Peter, wherever you are, thank you for that.
Yeah,
thank you
for that. And write in and let us know your last name, and we'll share that at some point. But we're sorry about that.
But it's so interesting because if you want to get the DNA of my Don't You Believe It book, you have to go to my website. Again, it's ericmetaxas.com. Go to where it says writings on the tab, click on humor, and then you can find Don't You Believe It. And a lot of the pages are there. But he has perfectly
– he nailed it.
He just kind of went right into that genre, whoop, just slipped it right in.
Yeah, we've had other people send some things in there, somewhat, you know.
Nothing's ever been as good as this, absolutely nothing.
But why it turned into Fun Facts Friday on your show is because I had done a humor book called B.S. Bentley's Beyond Belief.
Here's what's on Beyond Belief, that I did a book with fake facts along the lines of Ripley's Don't You Believe It, and totally independent of me, you did the same thing.
I did.
And yours is called
B.S. Bentley's Beyond Belief.
B.S. Bentley's
Beyond Belief.
And my book is called Don't You Believe It.
Right. And mine was kind of a follow-up. If you go to slycraft.com, you'll see some of the new stuff that I've been working on. But B.S. Bentley's Beyond Belief was, we were talking on the show about some other things I was doing. And you said, wait a minute, you did that? I did that. And then we just started saying, like, why don't we share it as kind of like fun, fake facts on the show?
So we share real facts.
Yes.
And fake facts.
Yes.
Okay, so the one about the word alphabet, that was a fake fact.
There you go.
Okay. Now, should we share some real facts?
We could share some real facts. Did you our intern, by the way, Shad, he's out right now.
Not Chad, but
Shadrach.
His name is actually Shadrach. Like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
That's right.
His name is Shadrach.
That's a true fact.
That's true.
A couple weeks ago, I said, hey, Shad, we're going to be doing Fun Facts Friday again. Can you run out and find some true facts for us? And so he ran out and he found some true facts. And I think that's what you're referring to, right, Eric?
That's correct.
Some crazy stuff there. Did you?
I guess I can just read some of them.
Yeah. Yeah. He also, by the way, at the bottom, I think this is really kind of funny. It gives you an idea of who Shad is. He said there's some animals that he thinks, in his opinion, deserve to be extinct. And then he gives the animals and the reason why they should be extinct. I think that was a funny idea he had.
Animals that deserve to be endangered.
Yes.
Okay, this is Shad. Okay, so what, you want to read some of those?
Yeah, he has the cockapoo or owl parrot. It's a flightless parrot from New Zealand, okay? And like many animals in New Zealand, the kakapo never developed resistance to predators, and it's been a prime target, therefore, because it hasn't, right? So it's one of those few birds in existence that when it emits an odor that actually attracts predators. So it's like saying, here I am, I'm hiding, but do you smell me? I'm over here.
It's like the bird is begging to be extinct.
He's begging for it, yeah.
Wait a minute. First of all, the bird is named the kakapo.
Yeah.
The kakapo or kakapoo is the actual name of the bird. For that reason alone, it should be extinct.
It should.
But you're telling me, Albin, and I'm reading it here, it has a strong sense. It says it releases an incredibly strong, musky, sweet odor. This odor serves as a beacon to attract even the most hapless predators to them.
Right.
Now, wait. So if you're blind and hungry and you're wandering around, it's like the kakapo is saying, you can't see me, you can't hear me, but guess what? You can smell me. Here I am. Come and eat me.
Right. It's like the opposite of the skunk. The skunk emits an odor that says, like, get the heck away from me. Right.
Right.
And here's the kakapo saying, come thither.
Come hither.
Oh,
you go thither.
Oh, but you come hither.
But you come hither. Oh, see, that's important. Actually, we have another segment on this program called English as a First Language.
Yeah, we've got that
coming up. And English as a First Language, you go thither and you come hither. And why is thither, and why is hither, hither? Hither and here, okay? Come here. He came hither. There is thither.
That's how you figure it out.
Right.
If you don't
and
have
if
a
you
lisp,
have a lisp.
A lisp.
And you have a pair of thithers. Okay. Here's another one that our intern, our summer intern, Shad, came up with. He says, the big-headed turtle is exactly what it sounds like, a turtle with a huge head. a head so big, in fact, that it is literally incapable of retracting the head back into its shell. This prevents the big-headed turtle from doing literally the most basic survival response that keeps its shelled brothers and sisters alive.
I love that.
That is the dumbest thing. You mean to tell me that there's a turtle with a head so big that it cannot?
I've seen it on internet sites and all that. Yeah, it's so big. It can't pull its head back.
You're not joking?
I'm not joking. No,
what's the point of being a turtle?
That's it.
All right, when we come back, folks, we're going to get to the bottom of this.
Yes.
I vow to you. It's my promise to you we're going to get to the bottom of this. It's Fun Facts Friday on the Eric Metaxas Show. Stick around.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542. And I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy.
DINOVITE .com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies.
Grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it,
and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE .com.
Every day she takes a morning bath, she wets her hair, wraps a towel around her as she's heading for the bed.
All right. Hey, folks, this is what we call Fun Facts Friday on the Eric Metaxas Show. Alvin,
yes?
We've got fun facts to share with the group on Friday.
And
on Friday, we've got slide whistles.
We got two slide whistles today. Oh, that's beautiful.
Thank you.
We're going to put out an album.
You know, your name is so close to album that we don't even need to.
Okay.
Okay, so we're sharing facts. Now, I still can't believe this. You mean to tell me, no joke, there's a turtle that's head is too – it's the head is too big for it to retract into the shell.
Yes, yes.
Okay, that's so dumb.
I know. It sounds like a cartoon turtle.
That
right?
I could almost lose my faith over that.
Okay.
Are you kidding me? That's not a joke.
I've seen it, so, and I'm sure people are Googling it right now, big-headed turtle, and taking a look. So,
in fact, why
don't you Google it right now?
Okay, here's a fact I'd like to share.
Okay.
This is absolutely true. Abraham Lincoln, in 1992, Abraham Lincoln was inducted into the National Wrestling Hall of Fame.
Yes.
That is a fact.
That is a fact.
Okay. Now, people say that sounds like a joke. No. First of all, the National Wrestling Hall of Fame sounds like a joke, but there's a real National Wrestling Hall of Fame. I don't know if it's an actual hall, but it's probably like a shack or something like that.
Maybe.
You know, a lot of people are into wrestling, so it's the national. This is not professional wrestling. This is real wrestling, okay? So Abraham Lincoln was inducted in 1992, a short 140 years after his death. Why? Because when he was a young man, he was famous for wrestling. Back then they called it wrestling.
That's right.
He wrestled in 300 bouts.
Yes.
And lost one.
Whoa. So he should be in the Wrestling Hall of Fame.
But I mean, can you imagine that Abraham Lincoln, we think of him.
And half of those were during his presidency. So
that's not true.
Oh.
That's very funny. But I mean, can you imagine that he was famous for wrestling and he had incredibly long arms?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah.
Long arms.
And
long.
Both of them are long, not just one.
Right.
Both of them are long. Anyway, so he was in the wrestling. So if you want to like bet somebody, hey, is Abraham Lincoln in the National Wrestling Hall of Fame or was he inducted into it in the 90s?
Mm-hmm.
People would say that. I don't believe that. Well, it happens to be
now,
true.
Now, do you know a Lincoln joke where somebody asked him, he had long legs as well, and said, how long should a man's legs be? And he said, long enough to reach the ground.
And that actually Woody Allen wrote about that. The image of someone's legs reaching the ground, the idea of that, it's just inherently funny. But that's Lincoln humor. He was famous for his humor,
right?
So he was a wrestler, he was a statesman, and a humorist.
And you will be interviewing a guy who wrote a book about the famous Lincoln humor. That's coming up down the road.
Okay. I'm looking forward to it.
I know you are.
So do we have other facts we want to share with the group?
Well, you know, we have a segment we like to call Boil My Potato, right?
Boil My Potato.
Yeah.
Something makes you really angry,
yeah.
You say, ooh, that boils
that
my potato.
Boils my potato.
Now, did you invent that phrase?
I borrowed it from The Simpsons.
That's where it comes from?
Yeah, there was an Irish woman that says, like, oh, that young man over there, he really boils my potato.
But that was used in a positive sense, that he kind of gets my motor running.
Yeah, like he's
in
very...
In a sexual sense.
Very attractive, let's put it that way.
But for us,
yes.
When something boils our potato, means we're just, we're angry.
Fries my bologna and tars
my... So you're going to share some of the things that boil your potato?
Well, yeah, I got this on a Southwest flight. Okay, this is a visual.
Oh, you got the little peanuts.
Yeah, but this is what it's a little package of peanuts. I'm not kidding. I could feel it. There's literally about 8 peanuts in there. And on the front, it says, honey roasted peanuts. We thought you deserved a treat. We thought you deserved a treat. Apparently, I didn't deserve very much. They gave me 8 little peanuts.
You know what?
Look at this.
That boils my potato as well.
I deserve this.
Hey. My potato is boiled on your behalf, my friend.
Thank you.
Because that is unbelievable.
That is.
That they give you about 8 peanuts, and they kind of act like it's a big, generous thing.
We thought you deserved a treat. You're lying over there like you're hungry. You're
I don't know what those people are smoking over there at Southwest, but I'm telling you something. More than 8 potatoes, or rather peanuts, would not boil our potatoes. But 8 peanuts or whatever it is. It's so little. Like, can I feel it?
You may feel that package.
We thought you deserved a treat. That's almost like sarcasm, right?
But, you know, Southwest has some great ads, so probably it was sarcasm.
Okay, so that boils your potato. Anything else that boils your potato?
Something that you said a couple weeks back, and I've heard it from a lot of people, and this kind of goes into what English is all about and how we use English.
Yeah.
You say when somebody gets an idea, I've heard you say it, and maybe you made a mistake, and I've heard others say it. When somebody gets an idea, they say, and then the light bulb went off.
Yeah.
No, the light bulb went on. When you get an idea, the light bulb goes on. It doesn't go off. When the light bulb goes off, that means you lost your way. You forgot. You don't have an idea at all. You don't have a clue. And I've heard you say, oh, then the light bulb went off. No, it went on. That boils my potato.
You know, I'm nonplussed.
You are?
You've really challenged me there.
I thought I might.
The light bulb went
on. It went on. Because, you know, it comes from those cartoon characters that will always be the, or even the Three Stooges or something. They go like, oh, and then you have a bing, and the light bulb would go on.
Yeah.
And that's when the light bulb goes on, because the idea, like Edison had an idea
to get
light, and boom, it, light bulb went. When the light bulb went off for Edison, bad idea. Didn't work.
1938, when he was 6 feet under, it went off forever.
There you go.
So sad. Okay, anyway, we're talking about the death of Thomas Alva Edison, and we're talking now. You know what? We've just got seconds here, mm-hmm. but when we come back, we do a segment called English as a First Language.
Yes.
Okay, I got that idea from Dick Cavett. He was making fun of Sarah Palin, and he says it appears she doesn't have a first language. That was a mean crack.
Uh-huh.
Dick can be very mean. Mean. And so anyway, I thought that was so funny. I said I want it. So when we come back.
Okay.
I think we have just seconds. We'll be right back, folks. This is Fun Facts Friday.
I took calm. I was soft inside. There was something going on.
Hey, Albin.
Yeah.
I'd like to tell you about Greg from Hawaii.
Please do.
Okay. He takes Relief Factor. As you know, I take Relief Factor. And he says, Greg from Hawaii says, my left knee started swelling last year, making climbing stairs and walking distances difficult. At the same time, my back, hips, and shoulders were aching, and I figured it was worth trying Relief Factor. Within 3 days, I was seeing a difference. Relief Factor is helping with almost all my aches and pains. That's pretty typical.
Wow.
I don't like to oversell things. And so I take it myself. And there is no doubt that if I have a backache or whatever from exercise, it helps. If I don't take it, I notice. So I go, oh, why am I sore? Oh, yeah, I forgot. I haven't been taking it for 2 days or something like that. So I want to suggest that people check out the Quick Start Pack. It's $19.95, and it gives you just enough to know if it's going to work for you. It's like a 3-week supply. I recommend it. Obviously, I take it. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. Check it out.
Hey, it's me. Are you still having trouble sleeping?
I haven't seen you at church in a while.
Are you okay?
Where have you been? I've been missing you.
I'm with Faithful Counseling, and I'm here to help. Our team of licensed Christian counselors want to help you get through this. We can speak when you're ready by text or phone, even video conferencing from the comfort of your own home. I'd like to help you by giving you your first week free. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. I encourage you to try Faithful Counseling. We're here when you need us most. Let's talk right now. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. We really want to help you. It's easy and your first week is free. Go now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com.
Your credit card companies love you. They love it when your cards stay maxed out. They love it when you only make minimum payments. They love it when you struggle. Why? Because they own you. And minimum payments mean maximum profits. Here's great news. National Debt Relief is now offering you free information on how to escape your credit card debt nightmare. If you owe more than $10,000 in credit card debt and are only barely making minimum payments, know this. You may not have to pay it all back. In fact, you may have the right to settle that debt for only a fraction of what you owe. National Debt Relief has helped thousands of people get rid of over $500 million of debt, and they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get the information you need for free right now before this offer goes away. Call National Debt Relief now and escape your credit card debt troubles. 800-679-1288. 800-679-1288. 800-679-1288.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
Hello, baby, hello. Haven't seen your face for a while. Have you quit doing time for me? Or are you still the same spoiled child?
Hey, folks. Hey there, folks. It's Fun Facts Friday on the Erkman Taxes Show. Alvin.
Yes, we're
it's
having
fun.
It's
Fun Facts Friday.
Oh, man, we've got bumper stickers.
You know what?
And
we've got
that.
These stickers.
Oh, man,
I got to say, these stickers.
They're great.
Did you get your stickers? Now, we haven't told people how they can get these stickers.
Well, it's when they give money to some of the causes we've been promoting.
In other words, you can't buy these stickers.
You cannot buy them. Not yet. But
you can't buy these stickers, folks.
No. But they're going to be available when you donate to some of the great causes that we have here at Salem.
Or other random things.
Yes, exactly. When we have call-in shows and all that, we'll be sending out. So get ready.
Now, here's the thing.
Yes.
We've just got to talk about, we've got English as a first language? I want to just give one, because a lot of times there's confusion on this. A lot of times you'll hear people say, I'm enamored by something, or I'm enamored with something.
Right.
The proper term is enamored of.
Oh.
O-F. Enamored of. I'm enamored of antique cars.
Okay.
I'm enamored. So I just want people to, you can look it up online to satisfy yourself, but the term is enamored of. My friend John O'Brien.
Okay.
We were friends in college, dear friend. And I remember him saying that. We were both in an English honors thing together. And I learned a lot from John, actually. I haven't talked to him in a number of years, but he was brilliant. And I remember learning that from him, enamored of. And I've always learned, I mean, I've always known that since then. And so whenever I hear people say I'm enamored by or enamored, I thought, no, that's just wrong. It's enamored of. Right. So now you can carry that around like a jewel in your pocket, and you can pull it out at parties and fascinate people with it. And they can hate you, too.
No, they wouldn't hate
you.
They'd be like, oh, thank you for correcting my English. I really appreciate that. By the way,
we're going to go back to some kooky facts. Can I share a kooky fact?
Oh, please do.
Okay. If the DNA in your body was separated into one continuous strand.
Okay, I'm
now,
thinking.
Now, Chad didn't really do his homework here, because as I read this, yes. This is not clear. We're talking about... Every cell in your body has a strand of DNA in it.
Yes.
Every cell.
Okay.
And you've got like what? I don't know, a trillion cells in your body or some kooky thing like that.
At least.
And every cell has such long DNA. It's like a weird thing. That's really what he should have written here. We should look that up. But every cell has DNA in it that could be stretched out. I don't know how far it would be. But if you figure out all the DNA in your body. In other words, every cell
right.
in your body, if the DNA in every single cell was stretched out, what planet would it reach?
Okay. Chicago?
You know, Chicago, like Pluto, is no longer considered a planet. Did you know that?
Well, that's why I didn't say Pluto, because Pluto is no longer considered a planet.
Okay, but the answer nonetheless is Pluto.
Oh, okay. Pluto.
Pluto, according to this... It says if the DNA in your body is separated into one continuous strand, it could reach Pluto 17 times back and forth.
Ooh. Wow.
In other words,
yeah.
First of all, I don't know who's going to stretch it out
right,
like
right.
that.
And
because by the time you get to Pluto,
yeah.
it's like 400,000 years will have passed. But we're just saying if you could do it, the DNA in your body is, when it's stretched out, one single strand of cell of DNA is incredibly far. But there's so many cells in your body that if all the DNA in your body were stretched out, it would go to Pluto and back 17 times.
Okay. Well, that's another good use for a computer.
Okay. Here's another fun fact. The last official execution by guillotine in France.
This is good. This is a good one. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not exactly funny because it's we're talking about a beheading. But the last official execution by guillotine in France was performed in... Not a joke. 1977.
See, that's pretty bad.
We were alive then.
I think I was, sure. But, you know, that's crazy. 1977.
Isn't that hard to believe?
It must have been one of those things where somebody requested it, you know? Like they were on death row.
Or maybe the electric chair was on the fritz.
Could be that, too.
Because if the electric chair is on the fritz, you don't want to risk it. You want to, you know.
Make sure.
But it's incredible that you could literally lose your head in France in 1977.
Yeah.
Do we have any other cheerful things to share with the group,
no,
Alvin?
No, but you know what? I was looking into some fun phrases that I thought were kind of cool. Yeah, and some of these things I have not found the answer to, but you've heard this phrase. And some of these, I think my parents said, and I think they have since gone out of fashion, okay? Between you, me, and the lamppost. You've heard that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of kooky.
It's, where does that come from? We don't know.
I don't know.
Man.
Now, this is something really wild. My mother said this once. I was talking to her about a girl I kind of liked. I didn't know if she liked me or not. And my mother said to me, sounds like she has her hat out for you. I said, sounds like a hat out for me. And I've since Googled it, okay? Because that's where everybody finds everything. You Google it. You don't go to the library and get down an encyclopedia.
Yeah.
Has her hat out for me. And I couldn't find it anywhere, but I'm wondering what I was watching one of these British mystery shows. And I kid you not, one of the guys said, sounds like that woman has her hat out for you.
I said, don't you love that stuff?
It's a British saying, apparently.
Has her hat out for you.
I don't.
I remember my mother-in-law once said, boy, you could have laid me out in lavender. I thought, what? And I thought, lay you out in lavender must be when somebody
passed away.
But you could have laid me out in lavender. No, you could have knocked me over with a feather. You could have laid me out in lavender.
Yeah.
I love stuff like that.
Yeah. One of my other favorites is fly by the seat of your pants. Fly by the seat of your pants.
I know. You try to picture that. Yeah. What does that mean?
But it's like, you know, I think it was adults were trying to, like, with little kids, or, you know, how you try to, like, soften things with kids. And I think it's probably some of the things that an adult would come up with. You know, you're going to fly by the seat of your pants, kid.
I actually don't get it.
I don't either. But it's like, I think it means somebody's going to just, you know, they're going to make it up as they go along. Like,
well, we know what it means,
right?
But where does it come from?
Right.
Fly by the seat of your pants. We don't know. We haven't looked into this.
I did look into one.
Somebody
thing.
Hasn't done her homework, and I mean you. Go ahead.
You said her.
I know. Okay. I'm trying to throw people off the scent.
There you go. And I brought them back.
Yeah.
But, the other, I did look this one up. When somebody gives them the cold shoulder, you know how you say, like,
yeah.
Oh, he gave me the cold shoulder?
Yeah.
Apparently, this is one of the theories, because there's a couple, but this one I like the best. It goes back to medieval times when you served somebody like a shoulder of lamb.
A cold shoulder of mutton?
Exactly. They would, instead of giving it like hot and juicy, you give it to them a cold shoulder, because you really didn't want them.
So a literal shoulder.
A shoulder,
yes.
Literally.
We'll be right back. It's Fun Facts Friday. Stick around. Grab you deep inside and send you reeling where your love can hide and then go stealing.
I needed new blinds. I knew I could save a ton of money if I put them in myself, but I was nervous about measuring right and then installing them. That's why I went to Blinds.com. I'd heard their ads on the radio, how they're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. But I still had to install them. So I called in my design consultant, Carla. She talked me through it all, from picking the right blinds to installing them. Plus, the online design consultation was free. Samples were free. Shipping was free. My home looks perfect.
With over 20 years in business and over 20 million blinds sold, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Need some inspiration? Go to Blinds.com to see tons of customer photos. And right now, you save up to 40%. Plus, take an additional 5% off site-wide when you use promo code SHUTTERS. That's 40%. Plus, take an additional 5% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, promo code SHUTTERS. Rules and restrictions apply.
You know, I'm not a genius about money. I love my credit cards, and they love me. I was using them as a source of income, and then I got behind in my payments, and creditors were calling. I figured I had a problem, and I didn't know how to deal with it. I heard about Trinity, so I called and talked to a counselor. In half an hour, we worked out a plan. Now I've got one easy monthly payment, a lower interest rate, and I'm getting out of debt.
If you're in an endless cycle of paying on credit card balances that never seem to go away, then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity will consolidate your accounts, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. Call 1-800-990-6976.
Delta Dawn, what's that flower you have on? Could it be a faded rose from days gone by? And did I hear you say he wasn't meeting you here today to take you to his mansion in the sky?
Hey, it's the Fun Facts Friday today.
Oh, yes, it is. I'm
Alvin,
just sitting here reading a
fun
fact.
Fun Facts Friday, man.
Yes, yes. I was just reading this a fact that came in through the Daily Mail. Religious people live 4 years longer than atheists, according to a recent study. Scientists put it down to something like four things in particular. Can you take a guess, even though you're looking right at it?
Oh, no, I couldn't read it.
Oh, you couldn't. Okay.
Well, I don't know.
Well, this is interesting because this is something that people that go to church probably do a lot of. They're more social, number one, because if you go to church, you're going to, you know, communicate with others and you're going to mingle. They volunteer. I thought this was interesting. It keeps your life going a little longer because you're helping others. And of course, mostly they drink less. They might drink, but they drink a lot less.
And way less heroin abuse.
I don't see that.
I mean, I didn't know that. Okay. Well, we want to share a couple more fun facts with people. Did you want to talk about the you can retire? What was the thing about retiring to places?
Again, this came out just a week or so ago. Recently in USA Today, they had retirement planning. Go abroad and you can live nicely on just $30,000 a year. So if you're an older person, you're retiring, you're taking all your money basically from this country and going to live somewhere else. They had five cities that you might want to retire in. And of course, some of them are very, very nice, right? Like Mafra, Portugal. And they tell you a little bit about Mafra. Wine.
So if you go to Mafra, Portugal, you can live handsomely for very little money. But here's the only downside.
Right.
It's Portugal.
You're somewhere else.
If you don't happen to speak Portuguese, and not many people do, then you live in Mafra, Portugal. You got all this money, but you can't even communicate. That's not good. Also, Cuenca, Ecuador.
Right.
If you want to live in Ecuador, you could live very nicely. But here's the downside. It's Ecuador. Yeah. I mean, I don't think Ecuador is a bad place and Portugal is not a bad place. But, you know, most people in America probably want to retire in America, don't you think?
That's what I think, too. But the last one on the list that I could not believe, number five on the list, is Phnom Penh, Cambodia. Okay.
Oh, man, the golf courses in Cambodia.
Look out.
Incredible.
Watch out, baby.
Are you serious?
Yeah, this is a USA Today article, so it's not like some, you know, harebrained.
It says a single retiree can get by on just $1,100 a month.
Right.
A guy named Tom Richter, who is in San Diego, says he pays $250 a month for a one-bedroom apartment with a balcony in the middle of the city.
Wow.
Here's the problem.
Oh, yeah.
The city is Phnom Penh.
Exactly. My other problem is
the grandchildren are not going to visit you in Phnom Penh.
And a couple of these cities on the list is like you're the rich American in town. OK, if something goes wrong, who do you think
who are they going to kill?
Who are they going to come
after? There's a retiree up on the hill.
He's got all his money up there with him. Yeah, let's let him alone.
Alvin, this is hilarious. Yes. Are you serious?
I'm serious.
I mean, this is USA Today has nothing better to do. And evidently we got nothing better to do than to spread their lies.
Oh, yes.
OK, here's a final thing I want to share with the group. OK, jockey Frank Hayes won the Belmont Stakes in 1923. After suffering a fatal heart attack halfway through the race. His horse continued despite the death of the jockey upon his very back and won the Belmont Stakes. That is unbelievable.
That's crazy.
I wanted to end on a positive note, and we failed.
Oh,
so, Alvin.
Gosh. Well, thanks, Shad, for helping us out on
thank
those.
You, Shad.
Yeah.
I think. Is his name really Shad?
It's
Shad. Folks, we know his name's Shad. We love Shad.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Woo. It's Fun Facts Friday on the Erickman Taxes Show.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.